Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now, one of the best stories involving your Houston Texans. The Houston Texans website actually put it out a little bit earlier. Vincent Smith, the wide receiver for the Texans, joins the show right now. Vincent, Landry Locker, John Lopez, thank you very much for joining us, man.
Thank you very much for having me on.
All right, Vincent, we were watching the game like a lot of people on Saturday night, and it just seemed like the depth chart really started to take form at the receiver position. Just where are you right now? How do you feel about your spot with this group? It seems like you guys have got things going pretty well.
I feel like if I keep doing what I need to do, make the plays I need to make, I think I'll be well off. You know, I think we have such a competitive receiver roster. So, you know, I don't think there's any way you can tell at this moment. It's just so much competition, and a lot of guys know what they're doing in the room.
You had a spectacular catch on Saturday, and you actually had a spectacular catch in your rookie year. I called it the most impressive catch that a receiver had for the Texans last year in Philadelphia. It could have resulted in home field advantage, but we know how that ended. But it wasn't your fault. You made the play there. What does it do for your confidence to know that you still got to get a grasp on the ordinary things and the other stuff like lining up and all the basic stuff? But what does it do for your confidence to know that even as you are a young guy learning this game and learning what to do, that you are able to still do spectacular things once you're on the football field?
Lets me know that I can perform with the best of the guys. You know, I just need to hone in and make it a repetitious thing on every type of play.
The good news and bad news kind of thing is, the good news is it's been a very, very competitive camp and preseason at the wide receiver position. That can also be bad news. You know, what has really clicked for you this year to raise your game?
Just understanding a little more on offense and special teams. Also, I think I'm competing really well on special teams. I don't think I'm at where I need to be, but I think I'm very close to being where I want to be at on special teams.
There's also opportunity out there, and as much as you guys, you know, regret Kiki Coutee not being able to be out on the field, that's another opportunity for you, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Any chance I get to make a play is an opportunity. So whether he's on the field or not, you know, I try to take all my opportunities.
Talking to Texans wide receiver Vincent Smith here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. By most accounts, you're one of the good guys in that locker room. You're a nice guy, so you are nicer than I. If I were you and I were competing with all these rookies like Tyron Johnson and Johnny Dixon, and they were asking me where to line up, and I was Vincent Smith, I would say, screw you guys, figure it out for yourself. How do you handle those situations?
I think making them better helps me to get better. You know, you see those guys make plays, do good. You want to make a play and do well, you know. That's how I am. I'm very competitive, so the better my competition, I think the better it makes me.
You are the only player from Limestone College to make the NFL. I would be lying if I said I knew much about Limestone College. So tell me everything I need to know about Limestone College in 30 seconds or less.
All right, Limestone College is in Gaffney, South Carolina. I stay about an hour south of Charlotte, down I-85. Right next to the Peach Water Tower.
Okay.
It's a small college, about 1,000 day students. We are D2, and we have 25 sports. Our lacrosse team has won like 3 out of the last 4 national championships. Our girls' basketball team has been great. We're pretty good all around in sports.
What about that Peach Water Tower? Tell me more about that. You ever take a date by the Peach Water Tower? Maybe see what's popping or what? What's up with the Peach Water Tower?
They have a Fats Cafe right next to it, so that's a great place to eat in town. But yeah, if you ever go down 85 and you're in South Carolina and you see the Peach Water Tower, you can't forget. It kind of looks like a butt sometimes. So some people say the big butt.
All right, so you South Carolina means you got that vinegar based barbecue sauce. We are all about that tomato heavier based barbecue sauce. Have you adjusted to that?
Me personally, I'm not a big barbecue fan, so
okay.
I'm not.
What are you a fan of? What kind of grub? Because we talk about grub on this show. If Vincent Smith wants to have a cheat meal, what is Vincent Smith gonna grub on?
Oh, I have a lot of choices. I'll probably say I think my mom cooks the best. So I think she cooks these chicken drumettes really great. She has a number of sides she can make with it, and I can eat it all night long.
All right, man. Listen, we really appreciate it. One more before we let you go from me anyway. I don't know if Landry has one. What is the ideal season? What is the goal? Everybody writes them down, you know, before the season. This is my goal for this year. What is yours?
My goal is kind of in steps, you know, make the 53-man roster. I'm shooting the get around 40 to 50 yards receiving a game, start on a couple of special teams and contribute to a winning team. You know, I think everybody wants to win the Super Bowl, so that's the team's goal.
Hey, 40 or 50, that would be a big start.
How about that? Let's get it, Vincent. We appreciate you, man. Thank you very much, man. Keep working hard, and hopefully we see you on the roster 20 days from now whenever you guys are facing the New Orleans Saints on Monday Night Football.
Yes, sir.
All right, appreciate you. Vincent Smith, Texans wide receiver. You know what? I'm a fan now. I don't get swayed that easy, but I'm a fan of Vincent Smith.
Well,
I want to know more about that Peach Water Tower. You know it used to go down
the butt.
There. You know it used to go down at the butt.
At the butt.
You don't get the nickname the butt for no reason.
he's going to be better this year just because of the competition around him. I mean, we had him cut a couple of times, right?
Well, he was getting pushed.
In terms of just our discussion, projecting, all that stuff. You know, he was on some of our cut lists, and he's really helped himself in the last week. So, I mean, sometimes, you know, it's not the whole camp. It's the as Spencer likes to say, the element of recency. You know, he is dominating.
You hang around Spencer one practice, and now you're sitting here quoting him. Are you going to say smoke in a keyhole pretty soon too?
Well, what I am going to say is this: the element of recency will keep you from having the coach give you an apple and a roadmap.
Okay. I hate you right now, by the way. Like, I can't believe you're doing that to me. But whatever. Landry Locker, John Lopez in the loop. It was frustrating to watch Vincent against the Colts last year because he really didn't seem like he was ready. He didn't know where to line up.
Right.
It was a big moment. It was a tough game for a lot of guys. He wasn't the only one who didn't have a great game for the Texans. But the reason I asked him about the spectacular catches is because there aren't a lot of guys who can make the catches that he's made over the course of the last year. Like, the two biggest catches that he's made, that one on Saturday against the Lions, that's not easy. Not a lot of guys can do that. And that one against the Eagles, just the concentration, just getting his feet down, Deshaun Watson having confidence to go in him that situation, that's going to be a tiebreaker more times than not. And you're hearing him talk about special teams. I think that Vincent Smith is a guy that I think he made the team on Saturday, and the thing that he has on Tyron Johnson and all these other guys trying to make the team, Steven Mitchell, is that he can make those big plays in big situations, and he has a history. While it might be a small history, he has a history of Deshaun Watson in a big moment, trusting him. Now, he might not have had a choice because Demaryius Thomas, Will Fuller, and Kiki QT were out, but Deshaun Watson could have easily tucked that and ran. He could have dumped it off to Foreman. But on third down and 10, with 2 minutes and 7 seconds remaining in Philadelphia with home field advantage on the line, Deshaun Watson went to Vincent Smith, and Vincent Smith delivered. That goes a long way.
Yeah, no, he's had a good week. He's had a good week that has probably put him on the squad, you know. And obviously that speed, you just can't. That's the other thing about it, you know. You talk about somebody, you know, stretching the field. Vincent Smith can do that. He was his pro day. He was in the 4.3s, I believe.
I can't believe you didn't take him to task for saying in like barbecue. Anyone else
Not
says that you
likes
gone
barbecue?
With them.
No.
What you mean?
No. If we had a little more time, I'd have given him a hard time about it. But not everybody likes barbecue.
Some South Carolina, bro.
I was just waiting for him to pick that South Carolina vinegar based sauce. That stuff is crap.
Your sauce is not crab, the sauce that you make.
Yeah, I need to get some more going.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, I do. Well, I had some. I had some on my Popeye's tenders yesterday. You think I just got me a sandwich? You're out of your damn mind, man. Still got me a number six, Fig. You know what I'm saying? What you know about that number six? Figgy's over there.
What is on the number
six? It's five tenders and some and a side.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I went with fries.
Oh, you got to go red beans and rice.
Yeah, I know. I made a mistake. It's okay. What side do you go with at Popeye's, Figgy?
I usually do the mashed potatoes.
Red beans and rice.
Yeah. The mashed potatoes gravy, though, goes hard. You dip a chicken tender in there, too. You know it's Two-Piece Tuesday at Popeyes, too. I might just go to Popeyes again.
Again?
Yeah. I don't know. Am I going to get called a honky, according to Seth Payne? Jeez.
That was a little bizarre.
That was a little strange.
That was a little bizarre.
Landry Locker, John Lopez in the loop. The teapot erupted at Texans camp. Bill O'Brien got a little bit testy when he was asked about Matt Khalil. We'll hear that, react to it, and we'll hear from you as well next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.